Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, what makes us generous? What was the rich man's sin in this Sunday's gospel story from Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31? What tormented him after he died? Being wealthy is not sinful. What tortured his soul was his decision to not share his wealth with Lazarus while he had the opportunity. Death is not a closing of life. It's the opening up of our souls so we become fully alive in the truth of God's love. Death awakens us to the full reality of who God is and all the gifts He has given us and how well or how poorly we've invested those gifts. Whenever we share with others the gifts that we've received, we're investing in God's kingdom. In God's economy, our investments always pay off very well. We receive more than we give away so that we can share even more. In contrast, when we protect and keep something for ourselves, we lose it like a flower that's protected in a dark box. The flower wilts. It cannot grow in the dark. Everything we try to protect ends up useless and even poisonous. We stagnate spiritually as well as emotionally. The gift rots. Our selfishness destroys our union with God, who is the master of generosity. Every day we're given opportunities to share something, some blessing from God, with others. Perhaps what made the rich man in the parable turn away from Lazarus was his disease. Since Lazarus was covered in sores, we can surmise that he was a leper and highly contagious. This leads us to the question, do we share less because we feel disgust towards those who need what we have? Or maybe fear holds us back? Or resentment or unforgiving anger. To be united to God and experience everlasting joy, we cannot live in this state. We have to let love motivate us. Love has no limits. It's always generous. In the second reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 16, we hear, compete well for the faith. Against whom are we competing? Ourselves. Are you holier today than you were the last time you had an opportunity to be generous? Are you spiritually stronger because you've worked hard at becoming more loving and generous? Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Bring to mind someone you find disgusting and unlikable. How generous are you towards him or her? If you've missed an opportunity to share a blessing with this person, the sacrament of reconciliation will give you strength through special grace to overcome this sin. Give examples of times when people turn away from opportunities to be generous. Explain reasons why this happens. How have you personally been in a Lazarus who was denied what you needed because of someone's prejudice? What did you learn from that experience that changed your own attitudes about generosity?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.